Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, it is a KM to AM this time. My bad, Paul. I know I yell right when it starts and it peaks and the line hit red and you got to turn that down. Turn me up, though. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Let's have a good time. I know it's hard for some of y'all to have a good time. I've been listening all day yesterday. I was on for 5 hours yesterday. We'll continue with the pity party, the Knicks soap opera, airing of grievances, trying to figure out what the future holds. Whatever, we'll do that. But I can't do it all night. I'm sorry. I can't do it all night. Some of us are not hurting, healing. Some of us are not in pain over this. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of us are like, okay, they lost. Treat them like losers. Continue on. But we can't continue on until we just, like, lay out some things. And I understand, you know, our guys from the morning, midday, afternoon, they're off on the weekend. They got to come in here and they got to give their opinions and takes and break down the game. I'm not breaking down game six. The Knicks aren't even breaking down game six. Season's over. Nothing to break down. Nothing to go over. They lost. And they didn't have a good showing by a lot of their players, the main guys that you were counting on. But run it back. Run it back. I think what gets lost in all of this is the entire franchise, the entire story, you know, the entire organization and where they are. Let's lay some stuff out. This season was a success. He said the Knicks season was a success. I'm not a Knicks fan, but this was a successful Knicks season. I don't know what Knicks you grew up watching. This was a very successful Knicks season. They don't win the finals. They don't go to the finals. They don't even go to the Eastern Conference finals. Let's just go back 10 years ago. Let's see. Typing into Google, ChatGPT. 2014-2015 New York Knicks season. 17 wins. 65 losses a decade ago. Wait, so this is probably the best season in some of these young Knicks fans' lives. Correct. Correct. The year after that, they won 32 games. The year after that, they won 31. The year after that, they won 29. Then they won 17 again. And it wasn't until this head coach came in that you could start to look at, okay, boom. 2020, 2021, they lost in the first round, but they won 41 games. We hear, remember that? Then they took a little bit of a step back. Minor setback for a major comeback. Boom, 47 wins. They lost in the second round, but they won a round. Last year, a 50-win season. They lost in the second round, but they won a round. Let's lay something else out. Progress was made. They took a step forward. Yes, they ultimately failed, and the ending sucked. Yes, it sucks because you saw a pathway to the finals. The number one seed was taken out. You stole two games from the Celtics, then they lost their best player. You were able to beat them, and it set up a rematch against the Pacers. Let's lay some things out. The Pacers beat y'all last year. And last year, they might not have been the better team. The Knicks were hurt. This year, they were the better team. With both teams healthy, the Pacers were the better team. Now, let's also lay some things out. If you win game one, maybe you win the series. You had home court advantage. It swung right there. Maybe you win game two. Forever, you will look at this Eastern Conference Finals and say, what could have been if they didn't blow that lead in the fourth quarter of game one? That's the whole series right there. That's all we're going to think about. You're not going to think about Deuce McBride and the call that wasn't called. You're not even going to think about, oh, game five in the Garden, they didn't get close. You're going to think about, okay, maybe things would have been differently if they were able to close that first game. But that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the NBA. This is sports. This is basketball. They'll learn from it. This is their 30 for 30. You don't realize it because you're in it. This is the origin story. All these teams go through it. I cited Jordan having to hit the weight room and have to figure out how to get past the Detroit Bad Boys. I talked about the Warriors and how they got rid of Mark Jackson and they get Steve Kerr in there. They get some other pieces, and we'll get to the other pieces that the Knicks need to add and stay with this starting five, but maybe tweak the starting five. Stay with your main guys. They need to add on the bench, but this is just the beginning for this group. This was year one. So many people want to get rid of this group. Why? This group got farther than you've gone in 25 years. Build on it. I saw something that DraftKings posted. It said the last three teams to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals went on to make the NBA Finals the following season. Will history repeat itself? In 2022, the Heat lost. 2023, Eastern Conference Finals champs. 2023, Celtics lose. 2024, Eastern Conference Finals champs. 2024, Pacers lose. Now, 2025, they're the Eastern Conference champs. If that pattern continues, 2025, the Knicks lose. 2026, if they get better, if they stay healthy, if the East doesn't somehow have the Pistons rise up, or I don't know, the Magic, or who knows, I can't call it, then the Knicks should be right there to beat the Pacers or the Cavs or whoever it might be. 888-808-1019. As I'm just laying these things out, I did this yesterday, but I know everybody doesn't listen every day. I know somebody's hearing me for the first time today or wasn't listening on a Sunday. Maybe you had work, maybe you didn't. It was a different time slot, 1 to 6. It's 7:08 right now. But as I'm listening all day, and as I'm reading things online, and I'm hearing calls, I'm like, it's just been a couple days. It's June 2nd. Let it breathe for a second. I know the wound is so fresh. And when the wound is fresh, you don't know how to react. Tom Thibodeau is safe. Like, as I talked about the architect and the change, right? This head coach is a coach that wins and gets you to the playoffs and now has gotten you further than you've been. How do you even think about getting rid of this coach? Oh, he plays his guys too much. Yeah, that was effective. Build a deeper, better bench for him. He showed you he could change. He went to the bench. It was too little, too late. It was out of desperation.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But this is a guy winning 50 games back-to-back years. This is a guy that also had progress. They got to the Eastern Conference. They got out of the second round this year when everybody said that they wouldn't get past the Celtics. And that's the premise of what I was talking about yesterday. This was all a dream, a fever dream that just kept going and going. During the regular season, they were 0-10 against elite teams. Going into these playoffs, everybody said, well, they're done in the second round. No way they beat the Celtics. They can't guard the three. The Celtics shoot the most threes. They can't stop Tatum. They can't stop. And you know what? They did stop them. They found a way. They came back from 20-point deficits. You can't quit on the coach. You can't quit on this group. Karl Anthony Towns was your MVP a few months ago. He's a local guy. Like, he gets it. The Bodega Cat from Jersey, his mom a Knicks fan, his dad, like, come on. To hear what people are saying about Karl Anthony Towns when I heard he was better than Ewing, best scoring big man, and he might be the best center, that, like, chill. But that's the type of stuff that was said. He won you some games by himself, his scoring, his efforts against Detroit. That game three that you had to have, fourth quarter, Cat, he rebounds the ball. The Knicks had struggled with rebounding. His defense has to be better. He knows it. You know it. The Athletic knows it. The team knows it. When he's cooking on offense, he's got to bring that same intensity. He can't be so worried about the refs and the cameras. When you score, don't worry about flexing or celebrating. When you don't score, don't be looking for a foul. That's a foul. But I just don't understand how many people are just like bagging on this guy, killing this guy, saying get rid of this guy. And you're bugging out if you think that the Milwaukee Bucks are going to trade the guy that actually brought them a chip, right? There will be no Luka AD type of swap here. The Bucks are not going to trade for Karl Anthony Towns. I did see that, and I clipped that in my notes. I'm like, I mean, people post anything. But there's a package out there from Yahoo Sports where the Knicks get Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Milwaukee gets Karl Anthony Towns, Tyler Kolek, maybe with Marquette. I see what they're doing there. Washington's 2026 protected first round draft pick and two first round pick swaps. That's another thing as I get to the picks and we lay stuff out. Mikal Bridges, you bought him, you keep him. You're the only one that paid that price for him. The number 19 overall pick this year, number 26 overall pick this year, number 36 overall pick this year, 2027, unprotected first. 2028, unprotected swap. 2029, unprotected first. 2031, unprotected. By then, the window will be closed. We'll be so deep into the future, who knows? But he's yours, right? They wanted him. His teammates from Villanova, they wanted him. They trolled him. They made fun of him being a Brooklyn Net. He himself didn't like the Knicks fans taking over the building. I don't know how new he is to all of this, but that has gone on since they built the Barclays Center. But that made Mikal feel some kind of way. Well, how do you feel now, Mikal Bridges? I would like to know that. How does it feel now? Because you weren't good in this series. You weren't good in this Eastern Conference Finals. Not good enough. Not for that price tag. And now the price tag of his extension, he's yours. You got to keep him. Because you're not going to be able to trade him to get even half of that return. You're not getting anything close to that for trading him. So he's eligible to sign a four-year, $156 million extension this summer. His entire deal would total approximately 5 years, $181 million. Are the Knicks going to do that? I mean, some of you Knicks fans were ready to do that after the first two games of the Celtics series, but a lot of Nets fans were sitting back there saying they still haven't won anything. That doesn't win it. Like, you didn't win the East. You didn't get to the finals off that. Those are good performances. But where's the actual value there? 888-808-1019. Mikal Bridges, you like being a Nick? You want to stay? Then take less. Brunson did it. Say, I don't need the max. Take less. Right? Because that'll start kicking in next year with Brunson's deal. Take less, bro. You wanted to be on the other side of New York. You wanted to be a Nick so bad. You don't need the max, right? Right? I don't know. I would say don't chase the big names, Giannis, or anybody else out there. I think they got to, you know, chase the smaller names and improve around the margins, change up this starting five, which they did. Like, Mitchell Robinson shouldn't be starting for you. Man, you need guys on the floor that can defend and score if you're trying to win. Josh Hart, I haven't mentioned him yet. Josh Hart should be coming off the bench. I get it. He's a hustler. He's gritty. He grinds. He does everything you want. He can get you a triple-double. But, like, ultimately, he's undersized. And that's another thing. You can't be playing with two undersized guys on the floor in Brunson and Hart. And those guys, because the fans love what they've done and this brand of Knicks basketball, the roommates pod, and what these guys say and how they do their post games and them being friends and what they – sure. But they're not beyond reproach. You're trying to win a championship. Ultimately, this team has to get better. They have to have a deeper bench. Josh Hart can be the sixth man. I don't have all the answers. I don't get that deep in the weeds anyway. The draft is coming. Free agency is coming. Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau put their heads together, and they're going to try and improve this team. And they don't have the assets, I don't believe, to really go out there and get a Giannis, and you shouldn't. You got to trust that over the summer, guys are going to lock in, buy in, that they're going to gel and their chemistry from this playoffs run, like, that's going to help them next year. They'll have a whole nother season to play together, a whole nother season. And maybe they have a deeper bench and some better players to spell them. Maybe they will play less minutes in the regular season and be fresher for an Eastern Conference Finals, hopefully a Finals if you're a Knicks fan. OG Anunoby, who, like, look at OG from last year to this year. Had the hammy last year. Wasn't ready to play all those minutes. Got conditioned, got in shape, got used to playing all those minutes under Tibbs. Was ready. And no one's really saying anything about him. He's a big money guy, but you know he's a plus role player, a defender, and he can give you some offense. Not really enough, but he's a great piece to have. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll keep laying all these things out. They should have never put those signs up in the city. That was goofy as hell. I don't get that. I kept quiet about that. I'm like, wait, they put it up before game one? That's probably why you lost game one. You don't put up signs around New York City for a team that just got out of the second round. Like, what are we celebrating? This is New York. And that's what I'm talking about. Some people are off the Knicks, bro. They lost. This is New York. It's tough for everybody. When the Yankees lost, they got trolled by Mets fans. People laughed, and they're still mocking that fifth inning and how the Yankees went out. When the Mets got smoked, 9-0, 8-0, the grimace stuff, yeah. Eight-piece McNugget, sure. We laughed at the Mets, too. We're going to shift our focus at some point tonight. The Mets are playing out in Dodger Stadium. Tiebreaker on the line. I mean, just win two. A split is good enough. You already took two out of one. I can't wait to watch that game with you all tonight, at least the first half of it. And then we got to talk about the Yankees, who just came from Dodger Stadium. Surprised the hell out of me. You can't predict baseball. I thought they were cooked. Sweep. But they're 4-0 when facing a sweep. They did show me something. The Dodgers don't have a mental edge over them. A guy like Ryan Yarbrough, who was a Dodger last year, he showed up big time. And guys that we were ready to punt out of here, like DJ LeMahieu, Oswald Peraza, they showed up as well with Ben Rice and the rest of the guys. We'll talk about it, man. I'm going to force some kind of Jets and Giants conversation at some point just so we can move on. Let's talk about Justin Fields. Let's talk about Jackson Dart, just for the hell of it. I got a five-hour show. I can't do the Knicks soap opera pity part. I can't. I did it yesterday. I can't do a whole 5 hours of this team. Oh, it's a failure. Blow it up. Oh, you know, Cat sucks. He's a loser. Like, stop it already. They lost. They were never a championship caliber team. Not during the regular season, not during the post, but they went on a good run and they came up short in a year where you saw a path. Give credit to the Pacers. It was their year to take a step forward, and they did. Maybe next year will be the Knicks' year if they do the right things in the offseason. 888-808-1019. We've got calls coming in. I'm taking calls all night. Keith McPherson on the Fan, a five-hour KM to AM. We're going to talk sports, all the sports, not just New York Knicks basketball. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.